The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 16 through 30. Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to trust and believe in Jesus as the one chosen by God the Father and anointed by God the Holy Spirit to help the poor, to free the prisoners, to heal the blind and the sick, to set at liberty those who were being oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Therefore, help us today by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to accept Jesus as the Son of God and as the Messiah, and not to reject him, as his own people in Nazareth did, saying, "Is not this Joseph's son? And where did this man Jesus get this wisdom and these miraculous powers?" Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words for meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. The Gospel of St. Luke, the fourth chapter, with special attention to verses 21 through 24. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at his gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever been rejected by others? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever been rejected by other people? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. It happens at home, at work, at school, in the community, and sometimes even in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when it happens to us, it certainly doesn't make us feel very good about ourselves, does it? No, it doesn't. Let's be honest about that this morning. As a matter of fact, it makes us very uncomfortable, unappreciated for who we are by the grace of God. Sometimes we're rejected because of the way we look, the way we walk, or the way we talk. Sometimes because of something we did or said that made someone get very upset and very angry with us. Have you ever experienced that? I'm sure all of us have. It happens all the time, doesn't it? And this is especially true when we are rejected by those who are close to us. Sometimes our own family and close friends or neighbors. Because then it really hurts very deeply. That's precisely what happened to Jesus as he went back to his hometown in Nazareth, where everyone knew who he was. As he grew up among them as a child, as a teenager, and later on as a young adult for almost 30 years of his life, working with his father Joseph as a carpenter. Yes, Jesus was rejected by his own people, the friends, the neighbors in his hometown where he was brought up as a child. As a matter of fact, as soon as Jesus came back to Nazareth, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Jesus unrolled the scroll and read from the Hebrew language the words of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And after he finished reading, he gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down. All had their eyes fixed and focused on Jesus. They marveled at his words. So Jesus said to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, Jesus read from the words of the prophet Isaiah what he himself was to fulfill and to complete and accomplish for them and others during his long 3-year public and messianic ministry. To be the one chosen to help the poor. The one to free those in prison. The one to heal the blind and the sick. The one to set at liberty those who were being oppressed by other people. And finally, and most importantly, the one chosen by God the Father to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. As a matter of fact, they all spoke well of him at first, and they marveled at his gracious words. But that changed very quickly, when suddenly one of them asked, "Isn't this Joseph's son? In other words, isn't he the one who grew up among us as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, with Mary and Joseph, his parents? As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, we read that they were amazed, literally amazed at Jesus, saying, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers?" Yes, isn't this Joseph's son? Where did this man get all these things? They even took offense at Jesus' words. So they began to doubt and they began to question him as the true Messiah. They were skeptical of Jesus' message and especially his authority to heal the sick. And to claim at the end of the day that he was indeed the Son of God. And how does Jesus respond to their skepticism and criticism? Does he get angry? No. How does Jesus respond to that? Very quietly and calmly. He says, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Do what we heard you did at Capernaum, here in your hometown as well." So perceiving their criticism, reading their minds, their skepticism, Jesus told them bluntly, "Truly I say to you all, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown." In the Gospel of Matthew, we read, only in his hometown, in his own house, is a prophet without honor. And as a result of their consequential treated of their reckless attitude and behavior, Jesus did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Instead, what did Jesus do? Jesus chose to tell them about two well-known Old Testament stories by the prophet Elijah and Elisha. First of Elijah, who was sent to help a non-Israelite widow surviving a severe famine, even though there were many other suffering widows in the house of Israel. And then Elisha, who went to heal a general who was a Gentile, not a Jew, but a Gentile, from leprosy, even though there were also many other lepers in the house of Israel. So as soon as they heard it, all the people in the synagogue were filled with wrath. Can you imagine that? In the synagogue. They were angry, upset, furious with Jesus saying all of that. The NIV of the Bible reads that they were literally furious with Jesus. How dare Jesus speak only of his concern for a non-Israelite widow and a Gentile general? And absolutely no concern whatsoever for anyone from the house of Israel, the chosen people of God. As a matter of fact, they were so upset and so angry with what Jesus had said that they wanted to kill him. As they rose up in the synagogue and drove him out of town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built so that they could throw him down the cliff. But they just weren't able to do that because Jesus walked right through them. But passing through their midst, Jesus went away. Unfortunately, sad to say, they weren't ready to receive one of their own as their Messiah. Instead, they rejected him They just did not understand the purpose of Jesus coming. They did not understand that Jesus had come to fulfill all righteousness, not only to the house of Israel, but everyone else, including the Gentiles, among them Zacchaeus, the tax collector. When Jesus said of him, remember these words? Today, salvation has come to this house because this man Zacchaeus too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. As a matter of fact, later on in this same chapter, in verse 43, Jesus made it very clear to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent. The words of Jesus himself, he came through that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And yet, isn't it interesting to note that in spite of their rejection, their anger, their hate, Jesus still loved them, still forgave them for their selfishness, their arrogance, their pride, their self-centeredness as the house of Israel, with the hope that perhaps later on they would repent and turn back to Jesus from their ignorance, their pride, and also accept him as their Messiah. As a matter of fact, this also became very evident during Jesus' 3-year ministry, as Jesus continued to experience constantly, day after day, week after week, month after month, the rejection by the religious leaders themselves, the scribes, the Pharisees, the elders of the people, and the teachers of the law. They criticized him. They accused him. And finally rejected him as they condemned him to suffer and die on the cross on Mount Calvary for performing miraculous signs and wonders, and especially for claiming to be the Son of God. According to Jewish law, claiming to be the Son of God was considered blasphemy. Even his own disciples rejected him. Peter denied him 3 times. Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. And all the rest of them ran away, concerned only about themselves. And what about the people themselves? Remember what happened as Jesus was coming into the city of Jerusalem? What were they shouting? Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And yet, what did they do later on when Jesus didn't become their King of the Jews? What did they shout? Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with this man! Now, what about us? Think about it. What about you and me here this morning? Are we any better than they were? The people in his hometown, the religious leaders, the disciples, and finally the whole crowd who was following him. No, we're no different. We're no better. Sometimes we're also tempted to reject others because of who they are, or how they look, or how they talk, or how they walk, or anything else about them. And yet, God also forgives us. This morning, as we confessed in the words of confession and received his absolution, and he offers us again his unending love and compassion as we come and kneel before the altar and receive the true body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of all of our sins. To repent and accept others, no matter who they are, Whether they're young or old, male or female, black, white, purple, or any other color, or ethnic origin. That is also true when we are rejected by others. And it happens too, doesn't it? When we are rejected because of how we look, how we talk, how we walk, whether this way or that way, even by claiming ourselves to be Lutherans in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, always to follow the example of Jesus, to forgive others. I know it's hard to do that, because our pride gets in the way, doesn't it? Always to forgive Jesus and others when we are rejected and hated. Yes, not only to forgive others who have rejected us, but also to forgive when we have rejected others. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 14, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." And in the Gospel of Luke, "Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Remember the words we sang in the hymn of the day? What a friend we have in Jesus. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Sometimes that happens, doesn't it? Do your friends despise, forsake you? Where do you go when you're despised? You go to the Lord in prayer. So easy, simple, and yet true. In His arms, He'll take you and shield you. You will find a solace. Do your friends despise, forsake you, just like they did with Jesus? Take it to the Lord in prayer. And remember, forgive. God has forgiven us. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.